Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
And Game of Wax. Happy Tuesday. Gorgeous weather out there. 307. Showing my phone to the camera. I can't really see it well. I just popped open Drudge. I do it several times during the show. Just make sure I'm not missing any big stories. And the big headline in all capital, all red. Russia sending hypersonic missiles to Venezuela. China backs Maduro. White House eyes regime change. Like we talked about the other day.
Why?
This one's still like a mystery to me.
This feels like the early stages of Iraq, right? Just the way we phrased it, like they're a threat to us. Like no, they never were. We know that now. Some people knew it then and said so, and nobody listened, or at least nobody of significance listened. So we're gonna. I don't understand.
Weird times, man.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Weird times. Let's do a DGS happy hour. Anyone want to kick it off? If not, I got something.
Go ahead.
Okay. You ever heard the term co-redemptrix before?
Don't think so.
A co-redemptrix usually refers to the Virgin Mary that in Catholicism, many Catholics seem to believe that Mary is also responsible for the salvation of humanity. And today or yesterday, Pope Leo came out and said, just to clarify, the Virgin Mary did not save the world. Jesus did. So she is not a co-redemptrix, which I thought was kind of interesting. Like, I'm not Catholic, so that I've never had a dog in that fight.
You can give her a little credit, right?
Well, that's the thing is I know that when I was religious in the past, the church I went to was very anti-Catholic. And so I was filled full of stuff like, oh, they think the Virgin Mary this, they think the Virgin Mary that. So that's sort of like what's in the back of my brain. But Maureen's cradle Catholic, Phoebe's Catholic, you know, so I'm kind of surrounded. But I thought that was interesting. Just the Pope felt the need to come out and go, hey, hold your horses.
Yeah, interesting. I wonder, again, I'm not Catholic, so I wonder what was going on in the church that made him feel compelled that
something.
He needed to come out and say that.
Is it within or is it because of criticisms from without?
Don't know.
Yeah, because I mean, I grew up going to Catholic schools. I don't recall ever I mean, Mary is revered, but I'd never recalled her being put on any level
conflating
the same as Jesus. Like, she's very revered, but she was never. In fact, they're very clear about things like idolatry. Like, nobody other than God, other than the Holy Trinity, should be elevated to that level.
Yeah, the big thing in the church I went to in my 20s was people praying to the Virgin Mary. They were very much against that.
Oh, they prayed in Catholicism. They prayed all the saints. People prayed at individual saints for individual things. And again, mm-hmm. you can call it what you want, but I mean, it's not just one. It's certainly not just the Virgin Mary, but they do ask for, you can pray to St. Christopher. You can pray to, you know, any saint for.
St. Anthony helped you find stuff.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's.
If you lost it.
What was your guys' confirmation names that you chose for yourselves?
Peter.
Peter?
Yeah, Kevin's was
I love the name Peter. That's a good choice.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
You don't remember your Catholic name?
You don't remember your confirmation name?
No. It's been a long time, man. That was 40 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't like a hard name.
I hope I'm in line behind you.
It wasn't remember. Like Quasimodo.
I don't remember. I truly don't. I have no, I mean.
Is there like a patron saint of sports? I think there is.
Yeah, they're 100%
sure,
there is,
but there
Kevin.
Wouldn't have been, it wouldn't have been anything I would have known about when I was 13.
Sebastian.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I may have picked John just because it's my middle name. And my middle name is for my Uncle John, who is a priest. One of my favorite people, too.
You think awesome. Your parents would remember?
I don't know. Maybe. But I just, it was a long, 40 years ago, man.
Yeah.
I literally never once referred to it again after confirmation.
Like, I thought it was
you're
a
not,
bigger
you're
deal.
Not like, you know, you get like, I didn't get to Catholic high school and they're like, okay, make sure you sign with your.
No, like in Kevin's defense now.
You never need to know that again afterwards.
You probably should remember it, but because it's just a very simple name. But. It never comes up again.
Yes.
Like, no one ever, like, this is the first time I've been asked that question in 30, 20, whatever, however old I am.
Oh, you got confirmed when you were 4?
Exactly. That's why. Precisely. I don't even remember, you know what I mean? But, not since I was, like, 13 has anybody asked me what my confirmation name was.
If I had to guess, I'd probably guess some John. Because there's a lot of St. Johns, I think.
Confirmation name is A. John.
Hey, honest to God, man. I mean, it's 40 years ago. And like Andrew said, that's literally the first time anyone has ever asked me that question.
So, Dave, did you ever get baptized in the church?
I did. The Assembly of God Church on 9th Street Hill in Wood River.
How old were you?
College. Okay. I was on the track team because AJ, my bunkmate, fellow sprinter, came. He was a very religious guy.
What? How does a baptism go when you are? I've never seen a baptism of an adult, only of little babies.
Yeah,
because you do it when you're a little baby in the Catholic Church.
They typically, like, they'll have it at different times of year, or if you just want it, they'll do it whenever you want it. And I did it at the end of a Sunday service, and they just have a baptismal there. It's a Duncan thing.
Like a pool.
So you go in, you get in and...
Yeah, they don't believe in sprinkling.
Okay.
They don't believe sprinkling is sufficient.
Oh, gotcha.
Sick. That's awesome.
And so I was wearing a yellow button-down Oxford.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a picture somewhere, and I have complete resting bitch face. that's the thing that I clocked. I'm like, oh, God, I look terrible. And then they hold your nose, and they dunk you back, and I came out of the water, and it was clear I was going to lose all my hair, and... There you go.
God's going to have that on a projector when you get up to heaven, and you're going to be like, he saw.
Damn.
That's what he didn't see.
Any other DGS happy hour topics?
I've got one. So there's a female tennis player, her name is Danielle Collins, and sometimes they call her the Danimal, because she gets pretty heated when she's playing. She's been known to, like, yell, and just, she kind of has Karen energy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Danimal. I love that about her. But she gets picked on a lot because of the Karen energy. Well, she is on Raya, which is like an exclusive dating app for famous people or important people. There's like this big process. You have to be approved to be on the app. Well, she's on Raya now, and her dating profile is currently going viral because It's a little ridiculous. So this is what she posted. Danielle, 31, tennis player. Currently a professional tennis player, but kind of aspiring to be a trad wife. Straight up. Already had my boss babe era. Just wanting to raise my chickens, do home projects, make freshly baked sourdough, be a stay-at-home dog mom, and hopefully pop out some babies soon. If you're going to lie about your height, just leave me the blank alone. This is a no short kings zone.
Damn.
Could you imagine if a famous guy basically made some physical judgment about the women that would be allowed to?
No flat-chested, welcome.
Yeah, I mean, that would be pretty well crapped upon. And it sounds like she's getting some heat.
She's getting a ton of heat. People are like, this is so lame. This is so wrong. I mean, I do think it was tongue-in-cheek, but it is very rude to be like, this is a no short king zone. Like, come on, Danimal. Give me a break.
Is she super attractive?
She's pretty. She's not like the prettiest tennis player, but she's a very attractive.
It's weird for
a
professional tennis player to be like, I'm tired of being a tennis player. I don't know.
I totally get that part. The other part all sounded like, I get it. That's a lot of work. Like, I mean, like, what you're doing, I can see you're near the end of your career in your 30s.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you are seeing the end coming soon if you're in your 30s as a professional athlete.
She was actually going to retire last year, but she started playing so well that she's kind of just kept hanging around because she just leveled up.
Is she taking crap mostly because of the short kings thing or also the trad wife stuff?
A little bit the trad wife thing. I took that as a joke. I don't think everyone who says trad wife is necessarily playing into like the exact definition of trad wife. I could be wrong there. She could be dead serious about every line in the profile. I took it as a joke, but I get why people think it's it's all a pretty tacky joke at the same time.
Yeah. I mean, if that's how you want to be, there's nothing wrong with that. Any of those things. I don't like the idea that you're just going to dismiss people out of hand because of something. And if you're going to think that, that's wonderful, but then you can't be mad at anybody else that does it either.
Mm-hmm.
Do we all do that? We just don't say it anymore?
Of course, to a degree, right?
So it's
everybody has preferences. But, right, everybody has preferences, and there's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is when some people are allowed to express it and other people aren't.
Yeah, that is a good point. Because
we all have them one way or another, right? You know, you have a hair color preference, a humor versus, you know, not humor. I mean, everybody has preferences. That's cool. But like certain people get yelled at for having them and saying them out loud. And other people, it's like, you go, you can pick what you want.
Does everyone think they're funny?
Yeah.
Yes. I think everyone thinks they're funny. I've never met a person who's like, I'm not funny ever. And then, you know, if you're in a position like that, you're probably surrounded by some people who are telling you you're very funny, even when you're not being funny. So
would a guy be legit question? This is not one of those. Whoa, what about men? Legit question. Would a guy get yelled at if he said no women under 5'8" need to do this? Like, I don't want any shorties.
Probably not.
Would that be a thing or not a thing?
Probably not on like a
the height
like
thing
Mariah.
Doesn't feel like that for okay. guys.
Well, I feel like if he were saying anything about like weight,
yes,
for women. That, yes. I mean, it's and that's a thing. Is like the men and women are discriminated against for like different factors. But yeah, I actually think if a guy was like, I don't want any short girls, a bunch of us tall gals would be like, hey, this is pretty cool.
He's narrowing down the field.
Yeah, exactly.
We're back, DGS 323.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Have Dave Murray come up at 3:35. David Barklage and Jeff Rainford will be here at 4 p.m. for the Think Tank. Happy Tuesday. Want some randoms?
Yeah.
A hockey coach has been dismissed, and a bar is facing backlash after images surfaced showing the man dressed as a Nazi at a Halloween party.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay.
Why would you?
There's
doing
never
this?
Really been a time post 1936 when it was cool to dress as a Nazi.
No.
It's 2025. We've seen many people go down for this. What is it in your brain that says the joke is worth it, or the smoke is worth it, or whatever it is that you make or rent a Nazi uniform and go out to a bar? Like, I don't understand. Like, just the judgment.
They feel safe. They feel like it's okay now to do that.
Really? You think so?
Yes.
Wow.
Because if you were afraid of someone, if you had shame and you were afraid of being shamed, you wouldn't wear that. But if you were like afraid for your physical safety or something, you wouldn't wear that outside your house. But these people know, yeah, the political climate has changed a lot. And there will be plenty of people defending you for wearing that outfit.
I mean, he's also got the Hitler stash going, too. So not only is it, I mean, he's going all the way is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's not just a Nazi costume. He's dressed up as Hitler.
Dave, did you say this was in New York City?
Let me look.
Because I saw...
Doesn't say.
I saw a video of someone in an SS uniform.
It's in Iowa.
Okay.
Because it's Drake University.
Okay. Then I'm thinking of something else. But I saw a video that was just kept circulating on. Of course, it was on X because that's where all the Nazi stuff happens. But it was someone dressed as a Nazi. They showed up to a bar. And a bunch of girls who had been drinking were like getting in his face and like pushing him out of the bar. And there was this big discourse going on behind, like, oh, these girls, like, basically a bunch of people on X were siding with the Nazi guy.
Yikes.
And it could have all been bots. I really don't know at this point, but that's where we are in society. If you sympathize with Nazis, you will probably feel safe and cozy somewhere. Whereas 20 years ago, it was a no-go.
Hmm. Three brothers in California were going through their mom's attic after she passed away, like I just did with my mom, and they found a pristine copy of the very first Superman comic from 1939 It's expected to sell for over $6 million. Good for them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that cool. Amazing?
Why'd she have it?
Yeah, that's a good question. Might not have been hers. Could have been, you know, anyone's.
Maybe she stole it.
It always bothered me. My dad told me one time that when he went off to World War II in 1941, 1942, that he had three drawers full of baseball cards. So all of those would have been pre-1941.
Whoa.
In great shape. And while he was in the South Pacific, Granny Haley, my grandma who raised him, threw them all away to wow. make room for Uncle Gussie's underwear. Yeah.
Uncle Gussie, come on.
He was always causing problems. Jeff Bezos' ex just made another big donation. Howard University in D.C. announced that Mackenzie Scott is giving them $80 million to help with student aid and other objectives. Isn't it amazing how much better and cooler Bezos and Bill Gates' wives were than they were?
I mean, you got a good point.
The average parent fields 46 questions a day from their kid.
What age? So I feel like that number is really high between the ages of like 6 and 12.
Yeah.
And then it pretty much stops.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't the teenagers don't have questions anymore. Yeah.
They have no more questions for you.
Yeah, Phoebe's questions all revolve around, can I get some money?
Yeah. That starts about 13, right?
Yeah. Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. Kev, this is one of the songs I played in my very first audition for my very first band when I was 15 years old called Raw Toast.
Nice.
And I had never heard any of the songs before. I just had to fake it. I was not cool. I was listening to AM music radio, and I'm like, do you play any Pointer Sisters or Leo Sayre, for example? And yeah, giant dork. Dave is here, brought to you from the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk. Hello, Dave.
Hello there. Raw Toast.
Raw Toast.
I don't even know what that means.
I mean, in hindsight, it was a
Bread.
Great name.
Brad, yeah.
That's a great name. Maybe I'll rename Dave Glover Band that. That'd be fun. Or like raw Weezer toast, used to no go butter. Out as Goat Punishment. We'll go out as Raw Toast or something like that. Were you into music much when you were young, Dave?
No, not really. But, you know, I've said this so many times over the years. I was into weather, and that was it. That really was it for me. I did some sports, but not a lot. And but you know, for the most part, I was a weather geek and still am.
Was there a moment like a storm rolled in or something? Or
yes, we were living in Kansas City at the time. I was in probably fourth grade, maybe fifth, but I'm pretty sure it was fourth. And there was a major tornado outbreak all across Kansas City and, you know, both sides, Kansas, Missouri.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing funnel clouds hanging from clouds. And my mom let me sit out on our front step and watch that. What a great mom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, look what it led to, though.
Yeah. That's true.
Got you a career.
That's true.
Yeah,
she probably said to herself, you know, he's going to do it anyway. So let's let him do it. Encourage him.
Both of my kids, Dave, I know you've dealt with this before. I'm sure people reached out to you for their kids. Both Nick and Phoebe had pretty bad storm phobias. And Nick especially, when he was about 9 or 10 years old. And he says what happened was, and I believe him, he's never told me a lie in his life, that they had like a tornado drill, and I guess the teacher really sold it, right? She's like, it could kill all of us, get under, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And it freaked him out so bad that for like the next 3 years, it could be a day like today, beautiful, sunny, no wind, and that poor kid would be searching the skies.
Wow.
In fact,
but it wasn't a weather event.
No,
it was
a fake weather event.
It was a drill.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a drill.
Wow.
I'll never forget when Phoebe was born, she had hemangioma on her nose. And Maureen and I started a foundation at Children's called Phoebe's Fund. And for people who couldn't afford to have surgery, we would pay for it. And so we were throwing out the first pitch at Old Busch Stadium. And Nick got to throw out the first pitch. And it's me and Maureen and Phoebe and my mom and Dr. Hagen, who's taking care of Phoebe. And it was a beautiful night. And poor Nick was beside himself. He was just searching the skies. Just so sad. And it's frustrating because as a parent, you get mad at them, right? Like at some point, you're like, damn it, you know, man up or something like that. But it's a real fear.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I always say, respect the weather. Don't fear the weather.
Yeah.
I like that, Dave.
So how about this week, Dave?
Yeah, interesting week. We're going to have several cool fronts leading up to a cold front. We're going to have one front come through probably about midday tomorrow. Sunny skies tomorrow, but it turns windy from the north during the afternoon, and temperatures will be dropping through the 60s. So the warmest part of the day tomorrow, the morning. Full moon tomorrow night, clear, cold, 41. Thursday, pretty day, sunny, 65. Friday, partly sunny, maybe a spot shower in the morning. That's another weak cool front coming by. 71, though, on Friday. Then the cold front, the real strong one, comes through Friday night, early Saturday morning. Saturday, I think we have a fair amount of sunshine, partly sunny anyway, over the weekend. But 61 for the high on Saturday, and probably going downhill. I'm going to throw in the chance of a couple of snow flurries on Saturday night, late Saturday night. Just flurries, just flurries. Then Sunday, partly sunny, but the high on Sunday is 46. And I may be too warm on that for 46 degrees on Sunday. Still looking at a hard, widespread freeze Sunday night into Monday morning. Everybody's dropping into the 20s, below 28 degrees. Some of the outlying areas could go down to 19, 20 degrees. Do that again Monday night into Tuesday.
So all the shenanigans we do with like our spigots outside, we should be covering them.
Yeah, you need to think about it anyway. You know, it depends on how well plants are protected, houseplants, stuff like that. It should definitely be in. But if you've got some tender stuff that you want to try to keep going, cover it up.
Okay.
Cover it up.
Before we do headlines, let's give away some AC/DC tickets. We're giving them away each day of this week. Five winners total. Each winner will receive a pair of AC/DC tickets. And the date is going to be next September the 8th at America's Center. So if you are the sixth caller at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120, you're going to be talking to Andrew. Say hello to Andrew, and you will win AC/DC tickets. Headlines.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So President Trump and Kim Jong-un will likely hold a summit next year. This is according to South Korea's spy agency. Could hold talks next year. Donald Trump has repeatedly expressed a desire to resume in-person diplomacy with Kim Jong-un. But they were unable to make that happen on his tour of Asia last week. So they're looking at 2026.
Interesting.
You guys remember when they met in 2019?
God, do I.
That was wild.
That was wild.
Just the visuals of them standing in front of the flags and shaking hands. That was crazy. So older Americans want to age at home, but their kids aren't so sure. 74% of adults say they would want to be cared for at home, according to data from Northwestern Mutual Life Insurance. But a new survey of more than 1,200 adults in the U.S. found that 7 in 10 family caregivers don't want their aging parents to live with them. So, you know, that presents a bit of a problem.
What if we had said that about them when they were kids?
Well, we were the ones that brought them into it, so we kind of bear the responsibility. Count me in the group of people. I don't want my kid to have to take care of me.
No, definitely not.
I don't want to put that on. I mean, I may not want to go somewhere else when the time comes, but I also don't want that.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But it happens.
I would love to live with my kids if I was okay.
Yeah. Right.
I think that would be great.
Exactly.
You know.
That's a different... Totally different thing.
Yeah.
All right. Dinks are on the rise in America. Dual income, no kids. The number of married couples in the U.S.
I thought that was a pickleball story.
The number of married couples in the U.S. choosing to remain child-free is on the rise. They now make up 12% of married couples where at least one partner is in their 30s or 40s. That's a jump from 8% 12 years ago in 2013.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. My kids are the center of my universe, but if you don't have them yet, you don't know them, right? And if you get married and you don't have kids, you may not be a millionaire, but you're never going to have to worry about your finances.
It's also one of those things that if you're not sure, don't have kids. Like, if you're, I was sure that I wanted to have a kid. I knew I wanted to. I looked forward to it. I loved every minute of it. If you're not that, don't do it. You don't want to find out after the fact that you weren't ready for it or that it's not for you.
Like, it's not good for anybody.
And if you certainly don't know, well, obviously, you know, you're not going to do that. But if you're unsure, wait until you're sure.
Yeah.
So Coca-Cola has doubled down on their AI holiday ads. You might remember last year, people were upset because Coca-Cola used AI to create their Christmas holiday season commercial. Yeah. People said it was unsettling. Yes. People's faces looked wrong in the commercial. The truck wheels didn't turn as the truck's driving down the road. This year, they've fixed most of those problems, and it looks a lot less awkward, but, you know, they still used AI, doubling down, even though people were upset. I guess they figure, like, well, if we can get the AI to look good, that alleviates everyone's concerns. But, of course, people are concerned over lost jobs. And Coca-Cola has a pretty massive advertising reach. If they're getting rid of the human element there, how many companies are going to follow?
Not great.
You know, a couple weeks ago, I received an email from someone like pitching this startup thing. And it was like, oh, we can tell you all about it. And I was interested at first. And then I realized this is a startup that uses AI to do advertising and ad campaigns. That's taking
a little house divided
a little bit. It's like, well, why would I want to promote this? I don't know. It was just the kind of thing where it was a little surprised they had the.
I feel bad for like the madmen of the modern era, you know, where someone is paying you for your cleverness and your copywriting and your artistic ability when they can just go get some okay slop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From AI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of that, have you guys heard the name Janaya Monáe?
No, but it's hot the way you say it.
Yeah, yeah. So I saw the tweet.
Oh, yeah, I have seen this.
This is quote, an AI, quote, artist.
Yes.
That has now reached the U.S. Billboard Top 30 in R&B.
Yes.
So it's not a real person. It's created by a real person. The person's name is Talisha Jones, and she's a poet. And she created this using some AI tool. And it is now charting and has a $3 million record deal. For an artificial, it's not even AI yet.
Who gets that money?
The woman Talisha Jones that created
the creator.
Yeah, and I guess she writes the lyrics. I honestly don't know the whole thing, but like my tweet on this, because I don't usually do anything but sports, but my tweet on this was very simple: AI is not an artist.
No,
is not an artist. It is an algorithm.
Yeah,
it is just take. I mean, it's not interpreting anything. And it's not an artist. It's just doing what the function tells it to do.
You want to do one more story before we have to take a break? All right. Will Ferrell's iconic elf suit from the movie Elf could fetch $260,000. That's what it's expected to sell for when it goes up for auction in London.
Can I tell my Will Ferrell story?
Yeah.
Yes, please.
I was at a USC game.
Did you guys share a hot tub?
No, but I get mistaken for him occasionally.
Oh, because of the hair, I bet.
Yeah, it is the hair. at the USC game a couple of weeks ago, we went up and walking out, the game was over, and a gal came running up to me and said, "You're Will Ferrell, aren't you?" And Janice just started laughing. Said, yeah, that's who he is.
You should be working on an impression so that you could pull it off. Like, pull out a jazz flute or something.
One time, Dave, when we went to do the show at Disney back in, like, 2001, and I had, you know, been quote-unquote famous for just a couple of minutes, and I was really loving it. And we're at Disney. No one's going to know me at Disney. And I'm buying a little gift for Nick, and the lady goes, "Look, I'm not supposed to even acknowledge your presence. We get in big trouble when we talk to celebrities." And I'm like, oh, my God. The DGS is known at Disney. She goes, "I just have to say I love you in the Shield." She thought I was Michael Chiklis.
Hey, it was the hottest show on TV at the time.
Why not? Yeah.
That's right. All right, Dave, thank you.
You got it.
Come on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
One fact for you.
Oh, yes, please.
The technology of smoke detectors was invented by accident. In the 1930s, a Swiss physicist named Walter Jaeger was trying to develop a sensor for detecting poisonous gas. His device wasn't registering anything, so out of frustration, he lit a cigarette, and the smoke moved the meter on the gadget, and thus was born the smoke detector.
There you go.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Neat story.
I had kind of heard this before. But the Pledge of Allegiance was originally created as a marketing scheme to help sell more flags to public schools. That's pretty wild, isn't it? I mean, think about it. Every school had multiple flags.
Yeah.
Yeah, the big one outside. You had them in the classrooms.
Yeah.
So wait, so that was developed by who?
It doesn't say. It's in my fun facts. No.
Man, now I got to look that up.
More Americans died in the Civil War than any other war we fought in. About 625,000 people died, or 2% of the population at the time.
Wow.
I know. Almost 700,000 people. That's wow. You could fit every single planet between the Earth and the Moon and still have a few thousand miles to spare.
Dang.
I wouldn't have thought that.
I wouldn't have
thought even like Jupiter would fit.
Yeah, the moon feels close.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I do.
It feels like it's right there.
About 25% of the hazelnuts in the world are used to make Nutella.
What percentage?
25%.
Dude, Nutella's so good.
I don't think I've ever tasted it.
It's good.
It's like a chocolate peanut butter. Wouldn't you classify it that way?
It's chocolate and it's a similar consistency.
Ooh, I opened up a new jar of peanut butter this morning, Wheels. And I went crunchy mode this time.
I need to get in on that.
You do.
Both my kids are peanut butter nuts.
It's the best.
It's pretty awesome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.